Welcome to episode 4 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on January 19th, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. We are excited to introduce our first flashlight episode. A flashlight episode is shorter than other episodes, but we think you'll find them just as illuminating. In honor of this being our first flashlight, we are giving away some great books generously donated to us by our sponsor, Barefoot Books. Stay tuned for details on how to enter for a chance to win. Before you listen to the flashlight, you might want to grab something to write with and a piece of paper. The poem Squircles was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the poem, consider the following. What kind of shapes do you see throughout your day? Squircles. A squircle is a shape, a curious one for sure. Let's all try to draw one, for boredom it's a cure. You start with 4 lines, each one that is straight. But don't draw them now, hold on, just wait. 2 of the lines we draw will go up and down. The 3rd one will connect them and lie flat on the ground. The last line needs to lay on the tippity top. When what you have is a square, that's when you can stop. Is this a squircle? Not exactly. No, not yet. We have a bit more to do, but don't worry, don't fret. To change the square into a squircle, there is a move we must do. Let's erase all the corners. I did it. How about you? With all the corners gone, it is missing some space. Let's move something in to take their place. Draw 4 curves from the end of each line, connecting them all 1 at a time. Is that it? Well, almost, but there is still some to do. Using your finger, let's review. Point at the line on the tippity top, move it around your squircle, try not to stop. Curve line, curve line, curve line, curve line. If that's what you have, then your squircle's like mine. Phenomenal, bravo, look what you did. A squircle is born, now color it in. Big ones, small ones, red ones and blue. Draw some squircles, it's so fun to do. Draw them and draw them and draw them some more. Squircles, squircles, squircles galore! We hoped you enjoyed this flashlight episode, which was sponsored by Barefoot Books. Their books are original, entertaining, and so imaginative. You can check them out at www.barefoot-books.com. Barefoot Books has given us some books to give away as part of a contest. There are 2 ways to enter, and you can do just one or both. The first way is to draw a squircle by listening to the poem. Now take that squircle and make a picture. Your picture can be just 1 squircle colored in, or a bunch of squircles put together to make something new. Your picture can be as simple or complex as you want it to be. We'd love to see what you can come up with using your imagination. Send your works of art to nightlightstories@gmail.com. We will post all the entries in our fan art slideshow for everyone to enjoy. The second way is to simply leave us a comment on the blog telling us 3 shapes you see throughout your day and where you saw them. One winner will be chosen randomly on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2009, to receive a set of 5 books from Barefoot Books. We look forward to seeing your creations. Speaking of creations, entries are starting to come in for the Goosey Card Contest. The details for that contest are outlined in Episode 3. You can check out all the entries and find out more information about the contest by going to www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com. This episode and any past or future episodes is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.